Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Ken Kratzer with another edition of Sons of the American Legion Radio. We're going to talk Army baseball today with head coach Jim Foster. They have a special opportunity on Friday, 6 o'clock. They're going to play Navy at Fenway Park in Boston, a very unique opportunity for them. And they played at Holy Cross last night, and we're just waiting for the coach to join in. But they're off to a great start
here,
of the
Ken.
Season. Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm great. How you been?
Good, good. You're off to a great start on the year, 22-14, and won 10 in a row. And you won last night over Holy Cross in Worcester. Tell us about the season so far.
Well, it's been fun to watch these guys get better. You know, since day one, they've been doing it the right way. You know, they've been working hard. They've been tight. You know, they've been doing everything that we ask them to do. And to see them get better as the season's gone along, we played a really challenging schedule early and got tested. Had a little success. Then we got kicked around a little bit when we went down to Florida on that trip. And then so, you know, it was up and down early, and then lately they've been playing some good baseball. So been very happy with them. They're getting better every day.
Well, I saw it down at Port St. Lucie in February. You beat Michigan, and then you won 2 of 3 over Maryland. So that's not bad, 3 wins over Big Ten teams.
Yeah, no, like you said, we you know, pitching, defense, and playing the game the right way, you know, and then, yeah, that gives you a chance to beat anybody. That's the way I look at it. You know, you can get beat by anybody and you can beat anybody. So, you know, if you get that pitching and defense and play the game the right way, you can have some success. But lately the guys have been swinging it, so they've been getting better offensively, and that's helped a lot.
Good. Well, I see you've got John Rosshoff hitting 347 for the team with 9 doubles, and Drake Titus 313. Tell us about the hitters in your lineup.
Well, we're the type of team that needs to, you know, be good with 2 strikes, get some clutch 2-out hits, and you know, and there's not too many days we're just gonna straight up go, you know, go out there and mash. Yeah, I think our guys are, you know, good situational hitters. You know, they get a guy in from third with less than 2 outs and come up with some big 2-out knocks, and I think they use the whole field. They bunt, they run, so. You know, we only got 2 home runs on the year, but hopefully we're saving up for later in the season. But
we're getting better tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the hitters, Fenway Park, the Green Monster in left field, and you having grown up in New England baseball, certainly appreciate what Fenway Park is all about. What is it like to take the team to Fenway Park and see that big Green Monster in left field?
It's going to be special. It'll be something these guys never forget. You know, they'll walk through those, you know, through the tunnel and out to the field, and they'll never forget that. So we're very thankful to be able to play there, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some fun, and we'll hit a few off that big monster in left field wall and score some runs and, you know, have a good day. But, you know, just to have the privilege to play there and you know, give these guys that type of memory, that type of experience is going to be really special for them. So I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, one of the things they always say about the Green Monster wall left field at Fenway Park is you have to learn how to play the balls that hit off the wall. You know, don't fly over, but bounce off the wall in different ways. And I think you and I grew up when Carl Yastrzemski was a left fielder for the Red Sox, and he was a master at knowing where that carom off the wall was gonna go. Are you gonna try to go out there and hit a few balls off the wall just to see how the ball plays off the wall for the outfielders?
I wish, Ken. I wish we had BP and pregame infield outfield, but we don't. It's pretty much show and go. You know, we're gonna do our pregame over at BC. You know, I used to work at BC, and we played in the Bean Pot over at Fenway.
Sure.
And I've played there numerous times for like the New England All-Star game. So I've only taken BP on the field, I think, once or twice. So no, there won't be many reps. It's going to be pretty much show and go. And if a ball bounces off the monster, we'll have someone there backing up, hopefully.
Yeah, no, it's a unique experience to play in a major league field. And you grew up in Rhode Island, as I understand, and played American Legion baseball there and were a player at Providence College, where I also went to school. And so you have an appreciation. Tell our audience viewer just a little bit about your history in baseball. You've been in a long time.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I went to Providence College and got a chance to play professionally after that. Got drafted in 1993 and by the Baltimore Orioles, and I was with them for 7 years. And then I went over to Arizona, then Anaheim, and then Chicago White Sox to finish up. So I played about 10 years in the minors and made it to AAA and was lucky enough to get into coaching after that at Brown University and then University of Rhode Island. I was there for 10 years as head coach, and then I was at Boston College for 2 years as associate head coach, and this is my second year at Army.
No, that's you've played a lot of baseball and run some very good college baseball programs. And you're going to play Navy tomorrow, first of a couple of games, because you're going to go back to West Point and play a doubleheader on Saturday. You played Navy down at Camden Yards down in Baltimore on a blustery March 25th and won a doubleheader. Tell us a little bit about how that day went.
Oh, that was great. I spent a lot of years trying to get there and to finally step out there on that field and play. And it was a cold day. It was a weird day. We had a little bit of everything. It had a little snow, a little sun. It was cold. It was a crazy weather day. But guys did a nice job. And honestly, when you're playing on a field like that, you don't feel it too much. Like, they have so many amenities, like heaters in the dugouts, and it's such a nice environment to play in. You're just excited and your adrenaline's pumping. So guys played well. We won two games and got some clutch hits, got some good pitching, and played some good defense. So hopefully we can do that again.
Well, I always enjoy going down to Camden Yards, a gorgeous baseball park to be a fan at, and certainly for someone like yourself who wanted to be there as a major league player and gets there as a college coach, it must have been a special day for you. Hey, why don't we talk a little bit about your pitchers? I see Daniel Berggraf is 5-0, the 2.53 ERA. He's got to be having a very good season.
Yeah, Berg's having a great season. He's really throwing the ball well. He's a little banged up last year, but he's come on this year and really done a great job for us. He's been outstanding.
And then you have Tyler Giovinco is 5-3, 5 wins on the year, 4.00 earned run average, excuse me, and having a good season. Tell us a little bit about, why don't you go through a couple of your starters and a couple of your key relief pitchers.
Well, we have Gio going tomorrow, Tyler Giovinco, our lefty, and he's just a guy who goes out there and competes his butt off and gives you a chance to win. And every time he pitches, he's able to work through things. And even when he doesn't have his best stuff, he's able to go out there and give you a shot. But he's an ultra-competitive, tough kid, lefty, who can really will himself through a game. He's exactly what you're looking for in a Friday or a game one starter. And then you got, we've had Sam Messina, who's got some outstanding stuff. He's been on the shelf the last 2 weeks, but he threw a bullpen today. He should be back out there soon. I think he'll end up in the back end of the bullpen. And then you got Matt Ball, who's a senior. He's got 3 or 4 pitches he throws for strikes. He really fills up the strike zone and keeps hitters off balance. So he's been He's been great this year. I think the emergence of him and Burggraf have been, you know, really, really big for us. And, you know, the pitching staff just keeps getting better, and that's a credit to Coach Benzino, who just got here from Virginia Tech. He came over, I guess it was July, and, you know, he's just made them better and better since he's been here. And the guys just they go out there and do their thing. You know, they got – we got four or five different starters we use, and our bullpen's starting to take shape and getting some guys at the back end. And we can name, you know, Cameron Opp can do both for us. He's very flexible. He's very versatile. He can start. He can relieve. He beat Holy Cross yesterday. And then, you know, we got Carter Van Guytenbeek, who does a great job out of the bullpen. We got Jacob Cart, who's, you know, a real tough kid. He wants the ball. He'll go out there whenever you want him to, and just keeps getting better. They've made some nice adjustments with him. I mentioned Sam Messina, who's got really good stuff. He'll be coming back soon. We got a kid named Logan Smith coming off the DL. So we're starting to build a pitching staff, and, you know, we're really happy with that. But credit to John Rosoff, our catcher, and Coach Benzino, our pitching coach. They do a great job with them.
Hey, Coach, maybe you just run for Dan your lineup, your infielders, your position players, your key starters around the infield, outfield, and you just mentioned your catcher.
Sure, we got John Rosoff behind the plate. He's a senior. He's one of our better players. He's a captain. You know, he's on and off the field. He just does a great job. And at first base, we got John McKenna, who's a sophomore. He's from Florida. And second baseman is Josh White. He's from Colorado. Our shortstop is Trey Martin. He's from Kentucky. He's one of our captains. Our third baseman is Anthony Jacquin. He's a freshman. He's been one of the better freshmen in the conference this year. You know, really doing a great job for us over at third base. Hits in the middle of our lineup. Our left fielder is Anthony Crompton, who's a sophomore. Center fielder is Jacob Hurtubise, who's a sophomore. And we got another sophomore in right field named Drake Titus. So we're pretty young across the board. We only have two seniors on the team.
Well, a lot of players that have come in with you. You've got left fielder Crompton, who's going to get the challenge of dealing with the left field wall, and should have a very interesting day. So I got to ask you, how do you deal with all this cold weather? I mean, it seems like the weather only really gets nice around here when the season's almost over, maybe when you get to your conference play. But I know you went south, but where do you practice? I know you have some practices indoor in the field house. How do you handle this bad weather?
Well, it's frustrating, but everyone's got to deal with it. You know, we're lucky to have pretty good facilities. We can, you know, we can go in Foley and work out, or we have a lot of turf fields at West Point we can use. So we have some nice facilities, but, you know, like everybody else, you want to be outside and on the grass and playing, get our field in shape and ready to go. It's just been one of those springs where if you don't have a turf field, it's pretty tough. So, but everyone's been doing a great job, you know, the grounds crew and coaches and players. And we've only had one game canceled so far. So we're getting them in, but it's chilly. Can't wait for it to warm up.
Hey, just appreciate a chance to talk with Army baseball coach Jim Foster, who will take his team to Fenway Park on Friday, 6 o'clock game with Navy. Now, just got a final question for you, Coach. Is that the Navy coach is somebody that also went to Providence College, and you go back a long way. Maybe you talk a little bit about your relationship with the Navy baseball coach.
Yeah, Costi, Paul Costacopoulos, he recruited me to PC when he was 24. I believe he was the youngest coach in the country. Division I college coach. So he did a nice job. He brought in a good class, first class. You know, he had Lou Maloney, who played in the big leagues, and
yeah,
myself, and we had Phil Iorardi, who was a great player. We had a kid named Mark Mangiafico, left-handed pitcher. We had Tony D'Angelo, who ended up pitching in a couple regionals for us. So we won the Big East Championship in 92, got drafted in 93. And then after we left, the Big East was a good league back then. You know, you had Mo Vaughn and John Valentin and Martise Robinson and, you know, Craig Morton. And, you know, there was some good players on every team. And, after we left, the program really took a big jump. And, you know, they were winning really consistently for a few years. And Costi ended up going to Maine and then went to the Naval Academy from Maine. I'm just so appreciative. You know, he gave me a scholarship to go to PC. I had a great education and wrote my name in the lineup every day. He gave me a chance to play and show what I could do. And those guys are still my best friends to this day, all the guys I mentioned, in my class. So to get that out of my college experience was something special. And, you know, and I owe that to Costi because he's the one that found us and brought us there. So, but we're both very competitive. You know, we stay in touch with each other. And, we just try and make our teams be the best they can be. And, you know, when we get a chance to play each other, it's a special game for a lot of people. So we do our best to.
Absolutely. Hey, final thought for you, Coach. Final thought for you. What will it be like for you, and what will you tell your players about playing baseball at Fenway Park? It's going to be special when you get off the bus and walk in the gate and then walk through the tunnel, as you said, and you see the field, know that you guys are going to go out there and play.
Well, just to take it all in, you know, and there'll be a lot of action going on around them. There'll be a little more noise tomorrow, but, you know, hopefully once that first pitch is thrown, guys can settle in and just play baseball. But it'll be a day they don't forget, and they'll remember forever. So it'll be a great experience for them.
Well, I look forward to being up there. It should be terrific. And Coach Jim Foster, I just want to thank you for your time today. And again, we'll look forward to seeing you at Fenway Park playing Navy 6:00 on Friday. Your team 22-14, going for your 11th consecutive win. And just always great to chat Army baseball with you.
Thanks for having me on again, Ken. Appreciate it.
You're always welcome, Coach. And thank our friend Kat Kasser for setting this up. And we'll see you tomorrow at Fenway Park. Thank you so much. And this is
Ken
Kratzer for – take care, Coach. And this is Ken Kratzer for Sons of the American Legion Radio. We just talked with Army baseball coach Jim Foster. Thanks, Kat. Appreciate it. And just want to thank our sponsors, our new affiliation with RallyPoint.com, and our national sponsors, actually the New York Yankees, and also the Westchester Bank, and all our local sponsors here in the area, Ficina Marketing Group, and the White Plains Bake Shop, and Getty Auto Services, and Dr. Richard Davidson at Westchester Family Chiropractic and Wellness, and our favorite travel agent, Marlene Folick at Pro Travel. So watch tomorrow. We'll have some photos on our Twitter page at Suns Legion Radio, and also follow on Facebook at West Point Football Report. Again, I just want to thank our guest, Coach Jim Foster, for Sons of the American Legion Radio. This is Ken Kratzer.